I've always been hooked on the symbol of love, so I asked myself, what's in this heart-shaped symbol I've come to love, expressive of? Some say it's the source of this symbol. The source of this symbol is the heart. Was first used on the surface of an ancient coin, a coin from Cyrene, which is now a deserted city. And the heart on this coin is in the shape of a seed pod of the silphium plant, which is now extinct. Apparently, this plant was a herbal contraceptive, and they over-harvested it, and the city fell because there was nothing to sell, and they could breed this heart-shaped seed no more. Hearts connected to other body parts, ironic, iconic then, is the inverted heart, which has been used to stylize the testicles of men. Time and again, the heart marked embodied the female butt or the tantric yoni zen. I say, if the heart is a body part, then let it be a heart. And I say, follow your heart. Without map or GPS, see where the beat, your heartbeat leads, oh yes, wander into the heart of splendor. Don't get caught on the spender bender, love trap snap like a gripping tweet, walking down high street. There's hearts everywhere, selling snares, and the beat seen and unseen gets left behind. Cause to feel our hearts, we fill shopping carts. Can't buy me love, unless it's at a clearance sale. Everything must go. This stuff can change your life. You'll fit in like the status quo. Makes me crazy, crazy at heart, wild at heart. Now where do I start? The beginning, let me see. How do I love thee? Or at the end, let me count the days. That's love's love bereft. If there's 50 ways to leave a lover, there's 50 more to be left. To be or not to be. Did you know that even orchids employ trickery to attract insects? They're known to give off a deceptive fragrance that resembles an insect pheromone. Bad flower, liar, liar. Poets don't lie, they expand the facts. There is nothing so hot as a secret love. They don't die, they leave mystic tracks. Like surrealist Guillaume Apollinaire, I went there to Père Lachaise in Paris to visit his grave, and there on his grave is a poem engraved in stone in the shape of Eros. My love is an inverted flame, so when you visit him, he offers a poem to take home, a way to live through your heart in the afterlife zone. Oh yes, oh yes. Oh yes, it's the love tester, the love tester. Give me 20p and I'll put it in the machinery and it will tell you who loves thee, maybe. Position your hand below, testing 1, 2, 3. Chart your heart level, 0 to 1, cold and clammy. 2 to 3, mostly hot air. 4 to 5, warming up. 6 to 7, sensuous. 8 to 9, hot stuff. 10, out of the control, like space junk, like space junk. Mike, take out the garbage, little heart dash D. Mike, buy toilet paper, little heart dash D. Mike, feed the dog and bird, little heart dash D. Warm up the bed, little heart dash D. I do it all for thee, I do it all for thee. When I was young, I was too busy to love, more interested in lust. It was faster, easier, more time efficient. I like to tell myself I was saving myself for my work. Back then, I had a boyfriend who gave me a slew of love letters, which I threw in a shoebox labeled later. The shoebox ended up in a storage box, which ended up in the rafters of my parents' barn for years. Until I moved back to Calgary and Mom said, God, now get your shit out of the barn. And it was then that I found later. And I opened the box and I opened the letters and I opened